Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Palmcast. We are going to continue with the theme here of the week, which is basic astrology concepts. And what I'm going to talk about today is relevant. If you have seen in the news lately, there have been a few articles about the wobble of the moon and how that could be affecting the climate in the next decade or so. And that is because the moon is on an ecliptic orbital path, which is not just completely centered around the Earth. And then, of course, the Earth is on a tilted axis as well. So it's actually a good thing, because if it wasn't that way, then every month when the moon was full and dark, we would have a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse, respectively. And that would just kind of mess things up. So, yeah, it's good that we don't have that. But sometimes, aka during eclipse season, when the sun is closer to the Earth, or the Earth is closer to the sun, actually, but either way, there's a possibility to see an eclipse, because the size of the sun and the size of the moon are relatively equal from our perspective here on Earth, whereas other times of the year, they don't line up. So even if it was aligned in the orbital path, it wouldn't completely obstruct the light with its shadow. So that's a basic explanation of what happens with the moon. And with that being said, I'm just going to pull up this screen to give you a better idea of what I'm talking about. And I want to talk about two points specifically called the lunar nodes, which are points that are usually placed in your birth chart if you look it up online. I recommend astro.com or Cafe Astrology. And I will talk about what they represent in just a moment. But first, we have the lunar nodes. So here you see kind of what I was talking about. This is obviously not the scale, but the moon's path. There's actually this cool animation you can see here. It's obviously sped up, but that's what the moon's path ends up looking like. So you see it starting there, starts on this tilt, and then it has this wobble. Over time, it doesn't stay along the same path. And since the Earth is also tilted on an axis, and we're all over different parts of the Earth, that means that it's going to be different distances at different points in time. It's not always going to be the same distance. So you can see that down here. And yes, that is the astronomical information for you. And there you see what I was just talking about, which has been brought up recently in the news. But, you know, what are you gonna do? That's a topic for another day. And so these two points called the lunar nodes are shown over here, where the moon's path and the sun's path basically line up. And that is when you have the opportunity for an eclipse. So in ancient cultures, when they really didn't understand astronomy in a scientific respect, they had mythology to explain what was going on. So they imagined that there was a dragon, and the lunar nodes were the head and the tail of the dragon. So this is another name for it, Rahu, and this comes from Hindu astrology. And look at that, they have an orbital cycle of 18 years, which is the cycle of the moon. So they had an idea of what was going on, they were able to track it, but they just, you know, didn't have all the pieces of the puzzle. But this still, I feel, is relevant symbolically. And basically what it stands for is karma. The tail of the lunar node, as opposed to the head, is supposed to represent what you come into this life bringing with you, the wisdom that you have intuitively to help you through this life. And then your north node, the head of the dragon, which is the Rahu, actually. I'm on, should have been on Ketu first, but the head of the dragon, the north node, is an indicator of what you should be striving for in this journey, in this lifetime, using the lessons that you've brought from past lives. So I think that's really cool. It's a really cool concept. And when I first started trying to incorporate the nodes into my readings, I started listening to this audiobook. I'll have to look it up and link it in the description because I don't want to misinform you about the title and the author. So check the description for that information. I highly recommend, because this book was very on point. And that's coming from myself, who I was not a person who was really even thinking about the nodes. I had really no idea how to interpret them before listening to this audiobook. And listening to the section about where my placement is was extremely enlightening. And so that's why I wanted to share a little bit of background information about what they are and why I think they're neat. And like I said, this is just scratching the surface. Just tiny little scratch on the surface. There is so much information about this. Even just from an astronomy standpoint, you can learn a ton about the moon's orbit and the ecliptic and all that fun stuff. It's just maybe not as exciting to talk about for some people. For me, I could talk about this stuff all day, but gotta end the video somewhere. So I think that's a good introduction to the topic, and as always, I encourage you to do your own research and check out your birth chart, look at where your north node is, check out the audiobook that I am linking in the description. Just see what it has to say. See what resonates with you, because I was really surprised how accurate it was for me personally. And I'm just basing this off of my personal experience, so there you go. And with that being said, full moon's coming up, and I have to do some prep for my full moon ritual, which I will be discussing and introducing a little bit in the next episode. So, thank you guys for joining me again, and I will see you next time.